Dealing with pain. Let's examine pain first in its necessary form. You come into a physical body, a temporary physical form that must feel in order to adjust itself, in order to stay on the earth. It must feel emotional pain in order to intuit and to adjust its surroundings, its relationships. So we will be examining both physical pain and emotional pain. Beyond the necessary fabric of pain, such as you burn your hand and you feel the pain. Of course, this is necessary. It is a mechanism that you agreed to with this body to keep you inside of it if you were unable to feel from that perspective. Your body would not last very long. Now let's go into emotional pain. This is the pain that others do not see unless you share it with them. Your own private, painful universe exists inside. Even as a child, you feel pain. It hurts when another child says something to you that hurts your feelings or takes something away from you. You experience pain from a very young age. That emotional pain is necessary for you to adjust your surroundings. If one is hurting you emotionally too much, you will stay away from them, yes? Because they might be harmful in a physical way. So this is the body's mechanism to keep itself on the earth, to keep itself safe. However, as you grow older, pain takes on a different meaning. Your emotional pain becomes darker, heavier, without reason. Sarcasm is a wonderful way to describe a certain type of emotional pain. The person putting out the sarcasm, they are putting out their pain. They do not like what is happening in their life. They feel pain, but they have not learned how to process it. If I am sarcastic, if I give a cutting remark, that person will receive my pain. For a moment, I will be happy. For a moment, I will not feel my own pain. The person receiving the sarcastic comment, feeling their sensitivity, feeling the hurt. Will that hurt? Why would that person say that and then laugh? Because you are both experiencing a painful moment. Discomfort came into the environment or the conversation. Rather than dealing with the discomfort, the defense mechanism of the sarcastic person and dealing with their pain was to give it to someone else. The person on the receiving end fears the discomfort, fears the pain, thus triggering their own pain. So you see, both parties involved have their own painful universe, but one is giving it and one is receiving it and being triggered by a past event or a series of past events, past living experiences. They are essentially doing the same thing, but their way of handling it is much different. That emotional pain comes to the surface in your life daily. For a while, as an adolescent, and even a young adult, you laugh it off. You go and have a drink. You say that it's not a big deal. Or that person is so sensitive, or I shouldn't be so sensitive. You're experiencing the pain that is involved with being a human being. You experience pain because you have a physical body, and for no other reason. Let that in. You experience pain because you have a human body. Now, how do we deal with that pain? Emotionally speaking, something is being triggered within you. You are feeling something that you have experienced, and it has a familiar feeling to it. You are also feeling your sensitivity. The more sensitive you are to spirit, the more you will feel the sarcastic comments, the more you will feel the pain that is around you. Children take it in and they carry it for a while, seemingly without a burden. As you hit your adolescence, that pain begins to surface in a more real way. And in young adulthood, in a more real way, it begins to affect your life. Again, remember there is a necessary component to it. Well, all right, I'm feeling that emotional pain. There is a reason for it. Why am I feeling it? The desire should be to go into it, to feel it, and then to heal it. All pain is a curtain drawn in front of a healing experience. You agreed to come into a human body. You agreed to come into a painful experience in order to find healing. Pain is simply the discomfort that the human experience provides for you to find more of yourself, for you to find more of your consciousness, for you to find more enlightenment. That word, enlightenment, to lighten the load, the heaviness. It sounds nice, doesn't it? Enlightenment. Oh yes, when I get there, I will not have any pain. This is not necessarily true, but you will be able to deal with your pain. You will be able to go into the healing experience that is required of you. You will be able to go into the healing experience that you agreed to. Now, physical pain, when one ignores emotional pain, when one discovers ways to push down their pain, physical pain ensues. Physical pain wakes you up. That left knee that has been hurting you more and more for 10 years. I must do something about this horrible pain that I always have in my left knee. That left knee has a story inside of it. That left knee is holding a pattern or an event, a number of years that you experienced something hurtful, that you experienced pain or sadness or anger. It wants to tell its story. It is screaming at you to tell its story. Even temporary pain, pain that comes because of something physical, such as a surgery, such as a headache. You could argue that this is just part of having a human body, and we would agree. However, even temporary physical pain has a purpose. You can use that temporary physical pain for healing. If you receive surgery on your left knee that has been bothering you, during the healing, physically from that, you will feel pain. You can choose to go into the pain and allow the knee to reveal to you its story, its pattern, its inability to hold it any longer. And yes, you may be given some sort of drug to get rid of the pain. We would suggest only take enough for it to be tolerable, allowing it to be there a little bit just to be able to use it to heal. Those of you that have denied yourself your emotional pain, if you have created a physical ailment that gives you constant pain, again, we would suggest that it is simply a curtain drawn in front of the healing opportunity that is there. Your daily pain reminds you that you are in a healing experience. As difficult as that may be or sound, it is true. You agreed to a healing experience. Your body is responding to that healing experience. What does that pain tell you? Does it make you angry? Does it make you sad? It brings up something because it cannot be ignored. Pain becomes worse when it is ignored. Both emotional and physical pain builds until it becomes a tsunami you cannot stop. We would suggest that it is unnecessary for it to get this way. Learning tools to lift your pain, to go into your pain, to learn from the pain, and to release the pain. There is a part of you that would like you to stay in pain. That part of you would be your ego, the part of it that receives something for you being in pain. When you are in pain, you are less likely to try new things. You are less likely to be happy enough to move forward, to change. Your ego knows this and will try to keep you in pain as long as it possibly can. It will even use the pain, amplifying the pain when you go to do something such as a meditation to release or deal with pain. If you feel it amplify, it is your ego trying to get you to succumb to your pain and simply sit in it, in a place of not changing, of inertia. Sitting in that will not allow change to happen. You may become comfortable inside of that pain. Your physical pain may become dull enough if you have the right drug or herb to curb it. That emotional pain may also become a little duller because you have the right antidepressant or you have learned to be in your life somehow and let it be in the background. But it stops your life. You are not able to move forward. You are not able to truly be happy. You are not able to create your life when you have this type of pain. You may even have a scapegoat for your pain. Well, I experience this pain because of this person in my life. If they were not in my life, if they did not do this or that, my pain would not be so bad. Then why do you have that person in your life? Because a part of you is addicted to your pain. A part of you is not ready to deal with your pain. I can't get rid of them. They are my mother or my father or my spouse. All right, well, you have created a contract that is having you face your pain in the most painful way. Why is that? It may change if you deal with your pain. Or they may not change, but you will. Somehow it won't bother you as much when you have done your healing. Or you will disengage in the interactions that you were creating with them. I don't see how this is possible. Oh, but it is possible. It is simply what will happen if you deal with your pain. If you admit it to yourself. Some of you are not admitting to yourself that you have any pain. Well, I have had a relatively good life. I am happy in my life on a daily basis. There is somewhere where pain is, where pain will arise in your life. If you have not experienced it yet, you will. You may not know it is there. It is like a sleeping dragon. In one moment, with one comment, one experience may trigger that pain. And then there you will be, there to deal with it, there to use it as a healing opportunity. Do not be fooled that you are walking around or you are the only one walking around without pain. It is not true. If you are in a human body, you have and you will experience pain. It is what you do with the pain that matters. Pain works like a blockage. Once you release the story of the pain, the patterning of the pain, you will be able to co-create with your higher self in a way that you were not capable of before. But it is always your own choice. You can choose to stay in your pain and be comfortable in it. If you are surrounded with your own pain, it can be comfortable. Why? Because it is your pain. You are familiar with it. You have created a relationship to your pain. But you are unsure about other people's pain. If I step outside of my own wall of pain, well, that is the unknown. I am not quite sure about that. I will keep my own right here, thank you. And we would say that that is your choice. But you can choose out of that. You can choose to break down the wall of pain you have been living in. Step out into the world, not in order to experience other people's pain, but in order to experience co-creation. Once one has made it through their own pain, they are able to co-create. They are able to connect with others that are in pain and be an advocate to their healing. I have been there. I feel that. I never thought I would make it out of my pain. But I did. I did enough to become part of the healing experience that life is. That life is meant to be. That is what is waiting on the other side for you. Allow yourself to break through your wall of pain. To use the meditations and the tools, whether you are in physical pain or emotional pain, whether it is temporary or you have had it for quite some time. Use the pain to discover more of yourself, to discover more of the love that is available when you have allowed your pain to transform or fall away. Sharing space with others also means sharing pain with them. Even just going out into the world with strangers. If you are in a group of people for a certain amount of time, you will feel it from someone. Have you ever gone to a gathering where you leave and you have a headache or you're very tired, you feel drained? You are sharing other people's pain. This does not mean that you do not have your own. You would not have been in that group of people if you did not have your own. Sharing pain is one of the things that we do. The closer you are to someone, the more you will share that pain. So if you have a friend that is always in crisis or pain, you will feel it deeper each time you speak with him. But even with the familiar strangers, in a group setting you will feel pain. It will trigger your pain. Going home with a headache, again, is an opportunity. That headache has inside of it a healing experience. If you watch someone else that is in pain, that has a physical ailment or an emotional ailment, and you feel for them, it hurts you. Even if you are watching it on television, watching that person hurt my heart. You are sharing their pain. It is part of what we are here to do, to feel for one another, so that we can create within ourselves more compassion, more of a desire to create action, to help heal one another. Why can't we just opt out of sharing pain with others around us? Because it is not what the human experience is about. It does not mean you need to take it on so deeply that it debilitates your life. But it does mean that you need to create a space of compassion within yourself. It does mean that you need to turn your attention to your own healing. The more you turn your attention to your own healing, the more you are able to heal others. What happens when you are happier and you go into a group of people? Your resonance changes. Your resonance becomes a higher vibration. That higher vibration infects the others, raising their vibration. Pain can do the same thing. It can lower the vibration of a group. But if you are working through your pain, if you are capable of creating a happier human being within yourself, you cannot help but share that when you go out into the world. You cannot help but share that in each individual relationship. Those that are ready to hear, to raise their vibration out of the comfort of their pain, they will receive it. They will receive it. You may crack a smile on someone's face. They will say that they simply feel better when they are around you. I like it when you come around because I feel better. This is the opportunity that dealing with healing and experiencing your own pain can give you. It can give you the opportunity to become a healer of pain, to assist the world in raising their consciousness and their vibration just by feeling happier. But you cannot do that by will alone. You cannot tell yourself, well, I will just be happier. You must work through it first. You must allow yourself to feel the pain and to get the learning out of it, the event out of it, the number of years or the pattern that was created by your family. If it is ancestral, receiving that, oh, this is what the pain is about, and releasing it like a dove that has just come to life, releasing it, allowing it to fly away, and then more love, more happiness fills the heart. The heart becomes softer, gentler, more receptive and more giving, more discerning. Your heart is the key to healing all pain. Your heart is the key to healing your own pain and the pain of the world, the pain of the earth, Moving forward into our first meditation dealing with pain, allowing ourselves to admit that there is something behind the pain. Even if you do not know what it is, be willing to pull the curtain back. Allow it to reveal itself to you. Most of all, pain is a birth into what is coming, what you have created. Even your own birth was painful. Your mother birthed herself and it was painful. She birthed you and you experienced a certain amount of pressure and pain in that birth. Each time you experience a birth in your life, you will experience a certain amount of pain. Understanding that what lies on the other side is something greater. It can help you to just allow yourself to be in pain. Not for long, but just long enough to birth yourself into what is new. You may also experience pain through the eyes of another. As a younger person, you may feel as if you have not really experienced any deep pain. But have you ever seen someone in deep pain? Have you ever seen someone with cancer? Have you ever seen someone in depression? Did it hurt you? Did you feel for them? This was an invitation into the eyes of what pain looks like. You might have even been able to feel it. Does not mean that you need to experience your pain in the same way, but it opens your eyes to what pain is. And that it is something that needs to be healed. It is something that requires action of those that are in pain, but also of those that are not in pain or do not yet understand their pain. Moving forward into meditation now.